Blog Talk Radio.
Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Katina.
Hi, awesome. So, thanks everyone for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. I am your host and your life coach for healing artists. Today is Sunday, and it is December the 6th. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show and share your journey to higher consciousness, share your life's purpose, and or your wellness products, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, L-I-S-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is the art of allowing, and our special guest is Susan Young. When Susan learned more than 15 years ago that we are creating our own realities with our thoughts, the thoughts that we think, she was eager to share this information with others and wanted to become an amazingly deliberate creator. It was then that she realized that we all need a ritual, a system to keep us on track and to raise our vibration to a higher set point. Susan found that the combination of making some basic commitments to ourselves, and two simple daily rituals, this is what began her to create dramatic results in her life. Susan has been recommended as a top Law of Attraction coach by the Law of Attraction magazine in 2015. She is the author of How to Allow, in a book, and it also comes in an ebook, and it's available in audio. On this show, Susan will share tips on how you can get started on your journey of being a deliberate creator and how to attract the things that you desire most into your experience. Susan, thank you so much for being a guest today. How are you?
I'm great. It's my pleasure to be on the show. It's actually been kind of fun preparing for it and thinking about how I ended up in this place where I'm an expert on Law of Attraction and a life coach, because I started out in quite a different place. I was a corporate lawyer, and I learned on my own. I think I said 15 years ago in the bio that I sent you, and I realized today that it's probably been more than 20 years ago now, so I don't mean to date myself, but it's been a while. I had an epiphany, and I do write about it in my book, where I became aware that we are creating our lives with our thoughts. And at that time, 20 years ago, that was pretty revolutionary. And I received that message, and it was very much a divine inspiration, and I do go into a lot of detail about the whole story in my book, so I don't want to bore everyone with that, and I know a lot of people on this show have read my book already, but it was life-changing. It was, oh my God, this makes so much sense. There's not a judgmental God deciding what's going to happen to us and, you know, deciding whether we've been good or we've been bad. It's all, we have complete freedom, and it was very liberating. The only thing was, I went for a very long time knowing that the thoughts we're putting out there are creating everything, but I couldn't manage to get a handle on my thoughts. I couldn't control my thoughts, and we still can't. I know that now, but I learned how there are different tools we can use to change our thoughts, to change our expectations, to relax into it a bit more. And I have to credit a great deal of that with stumbling upon, which I know it wasn't an accident, the teachings of Abraham Hicks. And once I started to listen to their material, it was like, oh my gosh, okay, this reinforces everything I've been thinking for the last 10 or so years. But it actually explained to me that the allowing part of it was the only part that's really our job. And that was the big eureka moment for me. And if there's anyone on the show who's new to Law of Attraction, it's a quick three-step process that I explain in great detail in my book because my book was all about helping people to understand it and making it really simple. But very quickly, the notion is that we think about things that we'd like to improve in our lives, the universe immediately responds and goes to work to create those things, and that the way that we let them happen in our lives for us is to match the vibration of those things that we want. And the way we match that vibration of these good things we want in our life is by raising our vibration so that it's a complete match to it, and it's actually attracting it or allowing it into our lives. So that we're being in a more positive emotional state is going to be a match to those desires that we've put out there. So when I realized that it was all about allowing, I thought, gosh, I have to share this with other people. More people need to know this. This is
right.
Life-changing, and that led me to want to write my book, which I wrote, and which is called, you mentioned, How to Allow, and that was quite a journey, and I was so happy to be able to get that out there, and it felt like it was so easy to write. It wasn't as if I was taking dictation, but all of the ideas were just organizing themselves in my head, coming to me, and so many people have told me that when they read How to Allow, that was the first time they really understood law of attraction. So I'm really grateful for that.
That is really amazing. That's wonderful. So what led you? You mentioned that you were practicing law. You were an attorney. So how did you leave? How did you deviate from being an attorney? What made you decide to go from being an attorney to doing what you're doing now with the life coaching and writing the book? What led you down the path?
Well, I think as I put it to a lot of people, it's like once you get this information, there's no going backwards. Yeah. And I think that was true for me. I was, you know, at that point, I was a mom of three young children, you know, and I've talked to a lot of and this could apply to dads as well, or people without children, just people that have a big heart. You're looking around and you're seeing that so many people could have better lives, and you realize you're giving your children great nurturing, but there are so many of them out there that aren't getting that. And I just started feeling this pull, like, what could I do to make my mark on the world? What could I do that would be helpful to people, that would be more of a match for me than practicing corporate law? That can be helpful to people, but this, you know, I kept thinking the most helpful thing I think in people's lives is education. That's the one thing you can give people. It's more important than money or prestige or anything else. It's education. And I thought education is one thing, but education that you have control over what you're creating in your life is the highest form of education you could have. So that became sort of a driving purpose for me. And then naturally all the information I needed on that just came to me, because I put it out there to the universe that that's what I wanted to do. So that led me to write the book, because I wanted to make it more understandable to people, to take Abraham Hicks and make it even more accessible and add my own tweaks to it, because I've learned an awful lot in the meantime.
You and me both. Discover Abraham Hicks last year. It did cross my path. It crossed my path about 6 or 7 years ago, but at that time I just wasn't ready. I was like, that is just too deep for me. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know all that.
But I know. I understand.
I went from, you know, the Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, the whole teachings that they talk about in their books and audios. And I graduated from that to The Secret to the Law of Attraction. So that kind of prepared me for what was next, the Law of Attraction and, Abraham Hicks. And so I just came with Abraham Hicks last year. And now that, you know, when I met you on Facebook, and I'm just meeting so many people who are into Law of Attraction, it's like the universe is just bringing us all together. Because we all have the same message. And,
exactly.
And when I met you, I was like, oh, wow, this is wonderful. I mean, I feel like I already know you. I met you on Facebook. But
I feel the
right
same way. I feel the same way. And it was, I think when The Secret came out, that you mentioned that, because I had also read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and some of those other books. back in the day before anyone ever spoke, like when I learned about that we're creating our reality with our thoughts, there, the term law of attraction wasn't even being thrown around yet. It was just,
right.
There was this information, but it was like, how do I put this together? So once I the secret came out, it became more mainstream and you could actually talk to people about it without them thinking you were crazy. So I'm very grateful
Absolutely.
To, you know, Rhonda Byrne for putting the secret out there. The only thing about the
yeah.
secret, I am immensely grateful for it, but it doesn't actually give you the tools that you need. There's like a missing piece there that
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to go out and apply it. And that's where the book came in and what also eventually led to me doing coaching that is based on law of attraction.
Right, absolutely. So you talk about the art of allowing. How do we get ourselves mm-hmm. to that place? You know, like you're saying, we really can't fully control our thoughts because even this morning when I was getting ready, I'm like, oh, my God, I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, and I'm just like, you need to just focus on one thing. How do we just get in that quiet space where we can, you know, just allow? How do we allow? How do we do that?
Oh,
can you just,
yeah,
I mean, you don't have to tell
really
us everything in the book, but.
No, no, and there I have so many more things to add that are not in my book, and I know the next book's being written in my head already, and I, you know, in my coaching practice, I take it to a higher level. It's not really higher levels, but just tweak it to match what's going on in a person's circumstances. But in general, the allowing part, I have learned over all the years prior, and then since I've written my book, is easier than we think it is. And I put in my book two basic processes that I recommend that everyone do every day if they can. And that doesn't mean you have to do them forever, but it is a great way to get yourself jump started and to get your vibe up so that you can actually prove to yourself that you can do it. Because I think one of the hardest things is just what you were talking about. Even this morning, you were thinking, how do I get myself into the right place? I had the same thing. I had some things going on, and I needed to be in a good vibe for doing this show. And you have to decide, how can I move into choosing a better thought? And one thing that I've learned is that you don't need to make up for, I think we think it's got to be really hard that we've been having negative thinking for 20 years or something, and we have to balance it out with 20 years of being in the vortex. And that's just mm-hmm. not the case. The positive thinking, the positive thoughts have such a huge, powerful vibration that they aren't, I mean, the negative thoughts are no match for them at all. So you could go mm-hmm. from being way down there and within a matter of days and sometimes even hours, talk yourself into feeling better about the situation. And I have a lot of tools for doing that. And things could start to change that quickly. And I have learned that. I have now seen it happen in a matter of 10 minutes where I am, you know, going down a negative path, thinking about something, and then I go, what, girl, what are you, you know better than this. Why are you thinking about this way? And then the minute I do that, you have to kind of laugh at yourself. And one thing a big epiphany I've had more recently, and it's the perfect time to share that, is I think, mm-hmm. I did this, and I know a lot of people do it, is when we realize we are kind of getting into that negative loop of thinking or not, we're not where we want to be in our thinking, and we know it's going to attract something that matches that, and we're like, oh, man, you know, what am I doing here? I gotta change this. And you immediately add a little bit more resistance to the situation when you do that. And mm-hmm. I've been doing it. I think everyone does it. And what I'm finally getting, I feel like it's almost like a little more of law of attraction on steroids, is saying, no big deal here. You know, all of this is a vibrational indicator. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's okay that I had a negative thought. I'm a person.
Right.
I'm in this world to sort things out. And I just noticed something that I would like to be improved. So I don't say, what the hell? What were you thinking anymore? I just sort of...
Right.
Stop and think, you know, I'm feeling like a little bit upset about this, and, you know, that's okay. And why do I feel upset? I give it a little more airtime than I did before. It's not that I want to stay there, but I don't have this panicked reaction like, oh, God, I got to suck that thought back in or I have to make a shift immediately because sometimes you just can't. You just let the thought be for a minute. For some time, just let it be what it is and don't judge yourself, because by judging yourself and feeling guilty, you're only adding more resistance to the situation. And then I prescribe a lot of tools, and the second daily tool, especially in my book, and I don't want to give everything away here, and some people listening to this probably know of this, and it, the people that have used it, I have received amazing testimonials about how well it works, but it's a way of getting yourself from maybe not feeling so great about something to feeling like you are at peace with your situation, to even being where you're actually appreciating where you are. And then you are able to write about your life as you'd like it to be. But you're writing about it not from, I don't really believe this. I'm just writing these words and the universe is hearing, I don't actually expect this, which is what happens a lot of times with affirmations. You're writing about it after moving yourself into where you're like, you know, my life actually is pretty great. There are a lot of things I appreciate. This is good for me. This is good for me. This is good for me. And then you move into, and not only that, but this is what I'm creating right now. I'm writing about things as if they already are that way. So that I go into a lot of detail about that in the book, especially on issues that can be more difficult, like money, where you're, you know, the money is staring you in the face and you know you don't have it and you can't just sit down and visualize having money very easily, or you're just pretty much sending out the vibe to the universe that my bank account is not where I'd like it to be. I'm short. How am I going to pay my bills? Rather than I'm rich and, you know, abundance is flowing to me. It's just not happening. So that is a big part of my book. And I was thinking of a story that is probably one of my most amazing manifestations that I can think of. And it demonstrates really, really well how this can be easier and how it can happen really quickly. So if you don't mind my sharing that with you, I think that would be better than any words I can just use to, you know, describe the rules. Okay. I had written my book, and like any author, I was in that place. I mean, not everybody isn't, maybe J.K. Rowling isn't or whatever, but, or the guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code, but I was thinking, okay, I wrote this. Who is going to read it? Is anyone even going to like it? Is this actually any good? You know, the questions that we all ask ourselves about any project we've done or at work or, you know, just wondering, am I the real deal here? And I realized, if I want my book to get out there and be what I want it to be, which is to be a really life-changing guide for people that's going to help them learn how to really, you know, understand law of attraction and create the lives they want, I need to love my book. I'm not putting out the vibe of loving my book when I do that. So I sat down on this particular day and I reread my book, and I swear it was so crazy. I'm reading it and going, did I write that? That is really good. Oh, my God. I didn't, it was like I didn't remember, and it was hitting me. Like, this is really, this is awesome. This really puts it out there. This is going to help so many people. This, you know, wow, I love the way I organized this, and I went from this step to this step, and I got myself into, and I'm not saying this just to tout my book. I'm saying this was the way I realized I do love my book, and I got myself to the feeling place that I'm trying to teach everyone how to do. And it just, for me, it happened to be on the subject of my book. It's one of the best examples. So I'm feeling so good. And I started thinking to myself, you know, this is actually one of the best books out there on law of attraction. It might be the best book out there on law of attraction. I really think this is one of the best books out there. It might be the best book out there. This was going through my head. And I sat there and thought about that. And that was it. And I continued to have sales of my book, but the really amazing thing was within a very short time, I got an email, and the email said, you've been selected, your book has been selected as the best book on law of attraction for 2012. And I just that went, holy, you know, it was so cool, because I didn't even know that that award existed. So one reason I particularly wanted to use this as an example, it's that things are happening for you. You don't have to constantly be asking even for a particular thing. The universe is hearing you all the time. You can put out this positive vibration. Like in that case, I put out the vibe of loving my book. And I wasn't asking the universe. I want to win an award that shows my book is a best book on law of attraction. I didn't even know about it. I was just putting out the vibe of I love my book and I wanted to get out to people that are looking for this information. And without me doing anything else but sitting down and reading my book and thinking about it, it was all mental. There was no physical act on my part at all. I got the email that I had won that award. So I think that's one of the best. It's a great example for people to know, you know, it doesn't have to be this hard. We just need to get to that place. So I hope that's helpful to people. Yeah, that's what allowing. Yes.
Yeah, there is.
I can't think of a better example.
Yeah, there really is an art.
Yeah, and the reason I ended up moving into coaching as well is there really is an art to it, and people, you know, I think everyone who's read my book, even some people, one radio host who is a law of attraction, you know, she's very well known in law of attraction. She talked to me between the, you know, segments of the broadcast and said, Susan, I never got it as well as I do now after reading your book.
Wow.
And it made me feel really great. So the book does give you the tools to really jumpstart yourself into creating more of what you want. But I was finding there were a lot of people that were contacting me, were like, thank you so much. This book helped so much. I'm no longer doing this. I'm changing gears. But I was still hearing from a lot of people who were saying they felt stuck and they felt like they weren't moving forward. They got it intellectually, but they just weren't exactly sure how to get beyond what they perceived as like a block in their mind or something that they weren't even sure. They weren't sure what it was that was preventing them from going forward on in a particular area, even though they know all about law of attraction. So that is what led me into the coaching. And I have to tell you, I love it. I love working with people individually. Every call, I think it raises my vibe as much as the client.
Yeah.
I mean, I get off the phone and I'm like fist pump kind of feeling, you know, like, oh, that was so cool. And, you know, they make me feel really good as I make them feel really good. And I love hearing people tell me that they've made changes as a result of the coaching. So that is really my passion right now. Of course, I'm going to write another book. I'm still going to keep doing my blog posts because a lot of people tell me, when I took a little bit of a hiatus last summer and I got these, like, where are you? You know, you don't realize the reach. I rely on those blog posts and I'm like, okay, I'm on it. So I'm going to keep doing all that, but I'm really loving the coaching right now.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Can you share a testimony or two about the book and how people have, you know, some specific things?
Sure.
Or I'd be happy to. Coaching.
Okay. I mean, I have a lot of testimonials, and I'm just going to try to think of the most powerful ones. And the most fun and powerful for me, one that just happened recently was I have been coaching one particular person for quite some time who's in the entertainment industry. So there are all kinds of things going on in that industry. It's very helpful to have a coach.
I
can tell you that. And I've spent more time with this particular client than I normally do in my normal program, but it's been really, really satisfying. And she is about to release her first record on a label in January. So I'm super excited for her. I can't tell you how good I feel about this.
Cool thing
is that I have been coaching with her for so long, and I feel like she's one of my dear friends because we talk all the time. And I had the opportunity, I went to New York City about 3 weeks ago, I guess, and I met her. And we hung out together with her manager and my kids. And we just got this big group together. And we sat down and we're having drinks. Or some people are having hot chocolate. Some people are having drinks. It was so satisfying to be there. And she said to the whole table, a big shout out for anyone who could hear it. First of all, Susan completely turned my life around. And I felt like I was going to cry. And she said, I said, well, she's doing some really nice things for me, helping get my book professionally recorded and all of that. And she said, are you kidding me? Susan saved my life. And
oh
my God. I cry easily. So
yeah, me too.
But the tears were flowing. Because to hear that from someone, and it was so heartfelt. And that was a very recent testimonial. But I think the one that I will never forget, and I am probably the most grateful for. It's one of the most important things in my life, actually, is that, anyone who's on this show has listened to me on maybe Constance Arnold or someone, I did tell this story once before, so forgive me, but it's a very inspiring story. But there was this young woman who got in touch with me, and I think she was from Sweden, I believe, And she had told me that she had downloaded my book on her phone, but there was some issue and she needed to download it on a different phone or something, and very confusing. And I'm not really good with the downloading on the phone aspect, but I finally do know what to, how to tell people what to do. So she emailed me that, and I said, she said she was going through a really big crisis and it was really important for her to be able to listen to the book. So of course I said, you know, no problem. I'm going to send you the book from my computer so you can re-download it, so you can have it.
Yeah.
And she was, like, so grateful that I had responded, like she didn't expect me to respond or something. I was like, well, who do you think I am? Of course I'm going to respond to you. I'm here for this, you know. I'm here to help.
Right.
I want you to have my book in your hands. And so she sent me an email within a couple of days, and she told me how much she appreciated the audiobook and that my voice was so soothing, which I, you know, I didn't know that. But anyway, she said that it helped her so much and that it made her have hope again. And she said, I want to tell you that prior to listening to your book, I was about to take a lot of pills. And I was just, oh, my God. And she said, and after listening to your book, I decided not to. And I'm the mother of two young children. So I want you to know that you saved the mother of two young children. I'm getting chills right now just talking about it, actually. And she sent me a photo of these two beautiful little children. One of them had a little binky in its mouth and a pacifier, and the other one was curled up next to it. And I thought, oh, my God, if I never did anything else with my book, now this was a couple of years ago, I thought the book was a success right here, you know, because happened. I'm never going to forget that one. So I'm very grateful, and I occasionally see things posted from her that look like she has turned her life around, and I'm just so grateful. I wasn't even going to make an audiobook, but somebody just kept pushing me and and talking me into it, and finally I did it. I did it in my own home on my computer, and now I'm ready to go more professional with it, and I will.
Yeah.
But that recording is out there, and a lot of people find it really it gives them hope, they say, and it makes them feel more at peace. Some people listen to it when they're going to bed at night or whatever, and I'm just really grateful that somebody talked me into doing that, and
absolutely.
I'm really grateful about that testimonial in particular.
That is
so I know we're getting close to the end of your show, and I want to make sure that are there any questions or anything I can tell you about how to reach me or find my book?
Can you share how someone would download your book or purchase your book? Because I understand it's in audio, it's in an e-book, and it's in hard copy as well, right?
Exactly, and it can be a little confusing for people because I offer it in a couple of different places, but I've always had it on my website, which is www.howtoallow.net, and the name of the book is How to Allow. And there's an ebook on my site and an audiobook that you can just purchase it and download it immediately, and then you've got it. I also have the book on Amazon in a Kindle version, that's another way to just get it immediately. That I also decided there were enough people out there who really like to hold a book in their hands that it was worthwhile making a paperback version. And I did that not too long ago, and I just actually republished it and updated it with the new introduction. And I wanted to put the awards that I had won from Law of Attraction magazine and the Best of Books on Law of Attraction on the book, because I thought it would help people to get people's attention, which is my goal, is to get it out there as much as possible. So I've just republished it on Amazon recently, and you can get it on either CreateSpace or Amazon. And I think it's also available on Barnes & Noble, Nook, and you can get it on Smashwords as well. But the really easy way to get it is to go on my website, and you can download it immediately, or go to Amazon. That's probably those are your two easiest ways of getting it. And on Amazon, you just look under How to Allow under books, and you'll find either the paperback or the Kindle version. And as far as contacting me about coaching, same website, howtoallow.net. I've finally gotten into the high-tech revolution here. Got a really good web person, and I have a contact form where people, it doesn't just, I describe the coaching platform and how it works, but it also has this simple little form you can fill out with your email address and your phone number, And I'll respond to your email and just set up a time that we could do a consultation, free session, you know, whatever makes the most sense, you know, working around both of our schedules. And I will get right back to you if you fill out the form on howtoallow.net. And there is a very good description of sort of the orientation of my coaching on there, which I think would give you all you need. And then we'd be ready to talk. So I hope that gives you. Oh, and there's a Facebook page, How to Allow, also, if you just want to engage on Facebook, by the way. The page is under How to Allow. Okay.
Wonderful. So you deal with, you have clients nationwide? Is it all over the U.S.?
I do.
What about globally?
I do, actually. I have, and the time zone thing is tricky. The most important thing for me is remembering that when I start working with somebody that they're in a different time zone, because I've actually called people an hour early and that kind of thing, and I'm it's a good way to start the relationship. And
that's
anyway,
wonderful.
It has caused some laughs, but yeah, I'm on the East Coast, so I'm on Eastern time zone in the U.S., but I have clients in California for sure, quite a number, and I have clients in Michigan, and I think every time zone. So it works very well to talk over the phone. And sometimes what I do with clients that are a little bit more oriented toward writing and they like that is we do phone consultations that maybe on an alternate week where they feel like they have a lot of things they want to accomplish before we talk again. We do a bunch of email exchanges because some people just prefer that. But
people,
they do not want to email. They want to talk. So I am open to whatever works.
That's wonderful that you're flexible. That's great. That's actually something that's needed these days, right? Because we all have different ways of communicating and different schedules and what have you and different things going on in our lives. So it really does help to be flexible. Yeah.
It does. And each week is different, you know, in terms of what the person's trying to accomplish and what's the best way to handle it. So, I find that works really well.
Awesome. Susan, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. All the information you shared was so helpful, especially the testimonials.
Thank you.
Keep up what you're doing. You are a blessing to our planet.
That is so nice of you to say that.
Totally.
As are you. You're helping to get these nice people that are doing good things out, you know, get their message out. And I really appreciate having the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. People need to hear your message. They need to hear this. They need to hear that they're not in this alone. A lot of people are looking for change, and they don't know what to do. And they may have heard of the law of attraction, but maybe they don't understand it, like you were saying. So it's so awesome that you have this book available for people. If it's 1 o'clock in the morning, if it's 5 o'clock in the morning or 12 midnight, I mean, they can go online and access your information or access your book.
Exactly.
And I think that's really important to have these materials available in that way, as well as coaching. Some people need, you know, a coach.
Yes.
You know, honestly, like you were saying, I think everyone, you're saying people in Hollywood need a coach, but I believe that everyone needs a coach, everyone on the planet.
I actually have embraced that myself. I find out almost all coaches have a coach, and that surprised me so much in the beginning, but it is so nice to have somebody that is always behind you. You know you've got their support. You know you can always turn to them. I mean, I feel when I link up with the client, I am all in for them. I'm, you know, going to do whatever it takes to help them get to that place because I know how it can be done. So I'm grateful to be able to do this kind of work. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah,
thank
because
you.
If you think about it, every successful person, whatever success means to you, every great person has a mentor or a coach.
Right.
We are not in this game of life alone. We cannot make it alone. We need help. We need assistance. So I am so grateful. I'm so
refreshing for you to say that because I didn't get through everything I wanted to say. And one of the big things that I wanted to tell people I discovered was that it's a more friendly universe than you think. That there are all kinds of people out there. Everyone wants to help you, and you're not in it alone. And you just said that for me. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You must have picked up on that.
Yes, absolutely. Law of attraction, great minds think alike, right? Like attracts
like. That's right. Well, you couldn't you put it very eloquently, and I couldn't agree more. It's on my mind, so thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And again, thank you for being a guest on the show today, sharing this great information and your book. And
it was
like
my
you
pleasure.
Understand, absolutely. And if you want to connect with Susan, can you go ahead and give your information out one more time?
Sure. It's www.howtoallow.net. I'm also on Facebook. I have my personal page, which is Susan Shearer Young. And then I have, How to Allow page that is for, all about the book and my blog post and that sort of thing. But if you want to read, I have a lot of information in the form of blog posts on the howtoallow.net, and that's also the place where you can download the ebook, or you can go to Amazon and download the book for either Kindle or purchase it in paperback form, however you'd like to do it. So lots of ways. Oh, and the audiobook as well is on my website. That is the only place you can get the audiobook, and I know for some people that's important, so please, feel that you can avail yourself of that.
Awesome. Thanks again for being a guest on the show today, Susan, and thank you, audience.
Thank you, Katina.
For tuning in. You're so welcome. Thank you, audience, for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.